Welcome to the LinkedIn Branding Show by Michelle Squared, the podcast empowering entrepreneurs, experts, and small business owners to rise up and stand out as they build their personal and business brands on LinkedIn. Welcome, everybody, to the 100th episode of the LinkedIn Branding Show. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michelle B. Griffin.
And I'm the other half of Michelle Squared, Michelle J. Raymond. And Michelle Griffin, this episode is nothing but celebrations. And I just want to start with, listeners, guess what happened? We got to meet. That's right, Michelle Squared finally met up after all of these years, from one comment to giving each other hugs in New Orleans. How amazing. Best moment ever. It was everything that we probably expected and thought of, and maybe even a bit better. But Michelle, we met, we hugged, we got to hang out. How cool is that?
It was surreal in all the best way. I mean, you and I mean, we have video. We'll link to the post I wrote today about our story, and then I put a clip of the video clip of the meeting. It was just so organic, so beautiful, but it's truly the power of connection, the power of LinkedIn, which we're all about. And you know, spending those 2 days together with you, meeting Lil, shout out to Lil, who I adore as well. The whole time I was like, I can't believe this is happening. This isn't real. Is this a dream? It was amazing, but it took a while to sink in. I don't know about for you.
It definitely was surreal. Like, there's no doubt about that. And sometimes you kind of find yourself thinking, you know, my eyes might look elsewhere because I forget that you're right there in front of me. It's not just, you know, this two-dimensional thing that's going on. And, you know, just little things that, I mean, obviously we've, you know, known each other for a few years and know each other pretty well. And we even discover we drive the same car, which was hilarious. So we really are Michelle Squared. We are the kindred spirits.
Absolutely.
And it was just cool to be able to do that in person, in real life, because both of us are obviously extroverts and love people, love doing that face-to-face thing. So yeah, listeners, for anyone that's been following along the 100 episodes that we've been doing of this podcast, we can now say we didn't just meet on LinkedIn, we also met in NOLA.
Oh my gosh, we had a blast. That's a subject. We'll be talking more about this. It's you know, it deserves a lot more. But today, as we are going live here, and for those listening on the podcast, no, I didn't edit anything out because this is airing the very next day. We really, because we have brands of good and impact, and that's what our brand Michelle Squared is about, we really want to focus this episode on the next 90 days, how you can build your brand, like a challenge, a growth thing, because, you know, Michelle does company business brands, I do personal brands. It's the power of two to really, really grow and win and more on LinkedIn. So Michelle, now would be a good time, if you're ready, to kind of show what our framework, our brand squared framework, you and I created together, and just help people with that 90-day challenge. Are you ready?
Yeah, I definitely do want to drive into that because we have had feedback from people all over the world. And one of my favorite moments while I was at Social Media Marketing World is sitting next to someone having a chat. And then one of the ladies that I gave the LinkedIn branding book to came over, and she came running over, and she's like, Michelle, you've got to sign the book for me. And I was a bit embarrassed because the person sitting next to me had no clue what was going on. And I said to him, oh, sorry, just give me a moment. I've just got to sign this book. I actually wrote it. I'm not just signing any old random book. And he goes, what's that pink book? And I said, oh, it's a LinkedIn branding book. He goes, I got that book. I just was reading it on the plane over from the UK to Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. And that was the book that he was reading. And I just thought that is the coolest moment ever. And, you know, it's definitely typically us to be here celebrating this milestone and giving back to our community. I mean, we've done that for 100 episodes and then some. But yeah, I'm super excited to dive in and let's talk about the Brand Squared system. It's what we created in the book so that we can help other people. So 90-day challenge. And I think there's actions that you can take straight away out of this episode. And as always, we want you to listen and then take action.
Absolutely. And we'll probably put this, so Michelle, as we talk about it, we'll have to be visual and for our audio listeners, but I think we might put this on a YouTube link or something and then maybe link it into the show notes because I think this is such a special episode. But we are sharing today because growing your brand in 90 days is a very realistic way. You know, Michelle and I don't promise or advocate for pods or any of these gimmicky things, just straight up foundational good work with good people, all those things. But you need the foundation. And 90 days is a good time to get set and just start, you know, ticking up the traction. So the first part of the brand squared system, or the brand squared system actually has four parts, which we'll cover real quick, because we really want you to work on this foundational first. And then we have a freebie for you after. So for those who in the comments and in the show notes, we're going to give you a link to our brand audit for our personal and business brands that comes off of this book so you can get started with yours. So Michelle, why did we have the brand score system? And let's give them a quick overview of what that is. And then I can show them each slide on what they need to do for the next 90 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And the brand squared system is all about having a framework to follow because there's conflicting advice all over LinkedIn. Do this, do that. And we wanted to get back to basics, get back to the things that matter. And branding is so powerful when done right that it really is going to expedite the results that you want out of LinkedIn, no matter whether that's a new job, whether you're trying to get more leads for your business, whether you're looking for collaborative partners, this is the way to do it. Now, it's four steps, and those four steps, which we'll dive into, broken down into number one is mindset. Why did we start with mindset? Because if you don't get that right, you won't even listen or read the rest of the information that we've got coming for you. Second step, foundation. Don't have a solid foundation. You're building on shaky ground, and we know how that turns out. Fusion, like how do you bring everything together? And then ultimately step four is multipliers. And that's all about what are the things that we do to get exponential results. And, you know, not just going it alone on LinkedIn, because it can be hard if you don't find those power partners.
And as you say, it's a team sport. So I love that analogy. So let's get into it and take notes, and we'll have this on a replay. But these are the four core areas and core elements that if you follow this in the 90 days coming up, which is a perfect time, you're going to see results. So Michelle, mindset. Michelle knows my story. I sat on the sidelines for 9 months wanting to get out there. And a lot of my clients who I work with, and I know Michelle too, they want it. They want it so bad. But gosh, all those fears. Those fears are just what stifle us. In the book, we have almost 30 fears we identify, which is really scary. But we also have some actionable stories and real strategies and tips to conquer it, believe it, and get the heck out there. So Michelle, you want to share a few of those high level?
Look, I definitely think that as part of mindset, we talk about knowing your reason. Like, why are you on LinkedIn? This is a conversation that I have with my clients every time we're doing the B2B Growth Masterclass. And we start with this. I literally take this slide and tell people, by the way, if you don't get this right up front and you don't know why you're doing it, I'll tell you what happens. The day that you're really busy, you're going to give up because you'll just go, this means nothing to me because there's nothing in it for you. Yep. And so it will just feel like additional work that you can't be bothered doing. So that's why knowing why you're on the platform and what you're trying to do and who you're trying to do it for is all really, really important to keep you going, because there are hard days on LinkedIn when you're building your brand. Days when you want to give up. We've all been there for sure, Michelle's. And those fears, no one's immune to it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. I have spoken to all kinds of brilliant people, especially when we're, you know, I'm rewriting LinkedIn profiles for them. And these are business leaders with, you know, 20 odd years experience, you know, really done amazing things in their career and beyond. And do you think that they're not scared? Absolutely not. And never quite sure why LinkedIn is so intimidating for people, but it absolutely is. So mindset first for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what I teach and the book that's coming out in October, it's all about owning your lane. When you own your lane, you don't have to feel lost. You don't have to look on the side. I know I suffer from that. We've had episodes that, you know, the comparisonitis is huge on LinkedIn. And you just know, this is me. This is my thing. You don't have to race because you're all at your own space and place. So mindset is probably, and that's a chapter. These are the sections that people come back to us and say, I really loved your tips. I really loved your stories and your struggles and mindset. So just to reiterate, the book, which the LinkedIn Branding Show is about, it is a strategy on LinkedIn, but it's our stories. It's just a lot of different things. So I just want to keep plugging away that mindset is something that we all work on with our daily mindset vitamin. You know, you've heard me say that instead of a daily multivitamin, we need a daily mindset vitamin. But I think in Australia, you call it what? Vitamin?
No, I don't say vitamin. Don't accuse me of that. Okay. I don't know who says that, but they shouldn't. It's just not right.
Fun fact, writing the book, I've learned a lot of different words and will, I can't say it, but
whilst
and keen are big ones you use there, which I love. I'm an Australian wannabe junkie nerd, so I love everything Australia. And I absolutely love the kangaroo and the koala bear and the Tim Tams and all the other things you brought me. Those were really cool. All right.
Tim Tams live up to their reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time they deliver, and gluten-free even now for
yes.
you.
So. Thank you, Lil. Yes. Okay. So, I'm going to geek out on foundation, but I'm going to let Michelle go because I geek out on this and I tend to hog this section. So this is where your brand comes to life. It is born and you've got to build it strong. So Michelle, you work on the B2B side of business branding. Let's really share what they need to do in this section.
Michelle, I have worked with lots and lots of different styles of business, from international corporations down to one person consultants. And no matter, again, size doesn't matter in this case. And what I'm always doing is I'm starting with goals. What do you think in the growth framework? G is for goals. If you don't have that sorted, again, it comes back to if we're not doing this work up front, I tell you what, you can waste a lot of time on LinkedIn because that's what that algorithm's designed to do. Keep you off track, keep you entertained so you watch more ads. And if you understand that, you'll realize why this is so, so important. So I tell you what, today, because this is the 100th episode, I am going to let you geek out on foundation because I know this is your favorite step.
Yes. In the book, we go really deep into it, but this is where I really, the goals are, of course, that dictates any of the work I do too. But I want you to do the deep dive work. I want you to know what is your brand about? What do you want to be known for? What is something you are known for? One thing. So get really clear on that basic brand strategy blueprints, like your vision, your purpose, your mission, your audience, your differentiation, especially the problem you solve and what your audience, intended audience cares about. Because you're writing for them. You're here, as Michelle and I both say, business is to solve problems, right? It's a force for good to transform. So you want to know everything about that. Do the high-level work that will really get you clear so you're not guessing on content. You're not wasting time. You're not falling for all the shiny objects that are out there on LinkedIn. And you know exactly what you stand for, who you are, how you're different. Can I really stress how you're different? Positioning is everything. And, so you can really reach and relate to the right audience you're here for. So I could go longer, but we're not because we got to do some more stuff. But just keep in mind, the LinkedIn branding book on Amazon will show you exactly. But can I do a little plug, Michelle? Our 50-page workbook is where you really can do that brand building. Because Michelle, can you remind everyone how you had to pull it out as well?
Look, I absolutely have. Everyone that's been listening to the show for a little while knows that I went through Operation Rebrand practically the whole of 2023, from working out what it might be to doing the hard work and actually making the switch across. And can I tell you, those results are coming in for me like hard and fast now that it's clear, like just by changing my business name to align with my audience has been like a game changer. Now, people, you don't need to do it to that big extreme that I did. I'd been doing lots of smaller refinements, but I had to go back and do the work and set up the solid foundation. And 2024 looks a lot different. The thing that I would say to people, if you're a business owner, especially if maybe you're a marketing manager within a business, take a look at your strategy that's working for your company page, because it should be aligned to your business goals. And too often, Michelle, I see people come to me, they're posting content, nothing's working, they're not getting engagement, they're not growing their followers. And I come back and I ask this question every time, like, what's the goals? What are we trying to do? Who are we trying to target? Like simple mm-hmm. questions. And they stare back at me with this blank stare of, you know, and a bit of a shrug. And I'm mm-hmm. like, that's why you're not getting the results. So, you know, I love doing those kind of forensic audits and strategies on company pages to get them moving again, because often the results are they're flatlined and then people go, oh, company pages don't work. Yeah, they do. They may not work exactly the same as profiles, and that's part of the problem. But ultimately, I think all roads lead back to you haven't done the work up front.
Yep.
And so, you know, we always talk about the power of two. Get the company page supporting and the company brand supporting the personal profile and personal brands of your team. You know, teamwork makes the dream work, as that good old saying goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is a critical step, the foundation and the system, and to winning on LinkedIn. So yeah, so we could go on and on more, and we have lots and lots of episodes all about this in every section, really. So definitely check out if you're new to the show or maybe haven't heard in some of the episodes in the last 2 years, go check them out, because we've got a lot of good evergreen content all about this. So Michelle, what's next? Fusion. This is where the power of two really comes into play. You really are aligning your brands. I know you really work with employee advocacy, employee branding. And so this is where the two merge beautifully and really, really can be used to support business goals. And but they also need to be refined over time. So let's talk about this fusion section.
Yeah, fusion for me is probably one of the most powerful lessons that I learned early on. And people know me for company pages. It's pretty much my thing. But I got into that because I was like, Michelle, if I am an employee of a business and I'm trying to do everything by myself and I'm not backed by the power of a business brand, I'm literally cutting off 50% of the opportunities to really shine. And when you work for a high corporate, you know, a high power brand that really kind of opens doors for you, I mean, there's a reason people put in their, you know, headlines on LinkedIn. Worked at, you know, ex Google, ex Microsoft, ex this, you know, because there is power in those company brands, despite what people might try and lead you to believe that there's nothing going on just because posts perform differently. And so for me, it's all about, okay, you've done the foundational work. Is it showing up on LinkedIn? Because we've got to actually implement it. So again, don't go writing everything in the workbook if you've got it and then not implementing it. And there's so many little places that we need to make sure are in alignment. And then, you know, ultimately, I don't think you ever just set and forget branding. Certainly not in my experience. Mm-mm. I think we need to go back and just have a look and go, what have we learned? Okay, we like this. We don't like this. We want more of these clients, less of these ones. It's all about how do you create a brand that attracts the clients you want to work with and repels the ones that you don't. And, you know, I think that changes over time as we grow and businesses change and markets change. And so, yeah, fusion for me is possibly the one where the, you know, the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and you put it into action and you can't just sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else. Anything you want to add, Michelle?
From a personal brand standpoint, the refinement over time, I see a lot of people just set it and forget it. And it's a living will. I mean, a living document. And I call your profile, really, I'm rebranding it as your personal brand website. Okay. That's when I teach my workshops and my one-on-ones through those workshops. And I have a whole system, a minimal viable presence, how to, you know, get started on LinkedIn, but also in that section is, you know, monthly, I show you the areas that you really need to look at and just keep refining over time and making sure it's in alignment. So that's something now, you know, as we're heading into, you know, several months, the new year has already started, of course, it doesn't mean, you know, set it and forget it at least twice a year, you know, at least quarterly, I think at the very minimum, you should refine your stuff. And then you're going to be really in check and you're not going to miss those opportunities when you do.
For sure. And I mean, look at your LinkedIn profile. If you take a look at it, when was the last time you updated it? Was it when you last went and applied for a job? Which is typical. Business owners, we're not so great at keeping them updated. Now, I just, you know, have been working on lots of LinkedIn profile overhauls at the moment, and it is mind-blowing when I get the downloaded copy of the original one versus where we end up. And people are really underselling themselves, which you know I hate, and I'm on a mission to stamp out. But there's some incredible stuff being done out in the world that if you were to judge somebody's LinkedIn profile, pretty confident that the view that you would get of them, most people are dismissive at best. If it's done reasonably well, then you are just going to stand out. Like, you know, it's just crazy. There's just the clients, honestly, Michelle, that I've had the privilege of working with, they're literally out saving the planet and changing the world. Like, yeah. And I am not understating that. Like, I have got some pretty amazing clients. But when I looked at their profiles in the before shot versus the after shot, like, it's a privilege to be able to fix it, but it made me sad that people didn't get to see that, you know, beforehand. So I'm glad we fixed it. We'll always stick to the positives on this show, but I encourage our listeners to go back and take a look and go, you know what? What's missing out of my profile? And often it's the achievements. And you know, especially women. This is a special shout out to the women listening to this show. Yep. Please go back and spend some time on your profile and put those achievements in, because you know, be proud of them. It's okay to talk about them. I know we're not taught to, but it's time to move on. It's not a humble brag. It is literally, you have earned the right to speak about the amazingness that you've done and that, you know, you've achieved. And don't be shy of that, and don't hold it back.
Absolutely. I'm amazed too at the amount of people who don't have featured sections, which is your spotlight, your showcase area, your thought leadership area. No one is going to do this for you. You must be the own advocate, and don't wait for permission. This is our permission to go and put all the amazing stuff. No one's going to know unless you put it in there. Featured sections, great. There's a lot more sections. We'll probably do some upcoming episodes, I think, to kind of reflect this 100 episode on your 90-day challenge, to really kind of go in deeper, because we both feel so strongly about, you know, undervaluing and underselling yourself. But for the sake of time, let's move on to the fourth section, is multipliers. This is where the magic happens, multiplying and partners and community. There's so many ways to multiply your wins here on LinkedIn. So Michelle, let's dive into that real quick.
Kind of funny, don't you think, that when you're on a platform of, you know, over a billion members these days, that I'm very confident that the experience of LinkedIn for a lot of people is quite lonely and isolating. And it can feel like everybody else is in on the party. And you're that person at the networking event that's standing in the corner, probably with a drink, trying not to make eye contact. Or maybe you're the person that wants to go and be a part of the circle that looks like everybody's having fun. And multipliers in this section of the framework is all about, how do you start building your community and finding your people? I love LinkedIn because of the community that I've built. Now, when I made the transition from, I had an amazing community that I'd built for the beauty industry and chemicals and related back to my old job, but when I moved across into LinkedIn training version of Michelle, and I had to build that new community again. So, and that was only, you know, 4 years ago this month that we're recording this. And I remember just going, what have I done? I have gone from being the cool kid, the most popular that everybody knew around the world in the industry, to back to the beginning of having to build it. Now, how did I do that? Step by step, one person at a time. I didn't just magically go from naught to, you know, 10,000 overnight. It's bit by bit and really being targeted around, who is it that I would like to build? Who do I want to be surrounded by? And building a community is the most powerful tool on so many levels. Like, it keeps you going and inspires you. But I also think that a lot of your business opportunities are going to come from there. You know, I'm always tied to, going to put effort into LinkedIn and we want to grow our business. This is what we've got to do. And, you know, amplifying your brand does it for itself when you've got other people while you're asleep cheering you on. Like, we've got some people that are joining us live, like Lois and G and Bill. And those people, like, I could be asleep and I know they're mentioning my name. if an opportunity comes up or yours. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for all the people that we've had.
It's the best part of LinkedIn connecting. Is the people. Yeah, for sure. 100%. The connections. And I just want to add, for my PR background, the amplifying your brand, LinkedIn is a place that obviously it's your launching pad to leverage it for other ways to amplify. Now, that whether that's on the platform, you know, you don't just have to post or comment, and you can take part in events, you can do newsletters. There's lots of tools that you could amplify and be seen to wider audiences. The media is here now more than ever, ever since, you know, Twitter went down. So a lot of them are here. They're checking you out. You can multiply yourself. Having a very vibrant, well-positioned authority profile will help you be in line, very specific to that expert they need, or, you know, to be in line for podcast guesting, to speaking, to partnerships, collaborations. You know, the list goes on and on how you can amplify yourself. And I know you and I have both been, you know, because of our brand building and our community building, have been, you know, privileged to have these amplification areas. And it's really grown our brands and our businesses, because we're not just on LinkedIn, we're taking part in how to amplify it off, on and off, really. So that's why Multiplier has so many nuances and layers. So, you know, this is such a tight framework. We've made it really lean, actionable, and powerful. And, you know, over the almost, what, year and a half that this book has been out, tremendous. I mean, almost weekly, sometimes daily, we get people telling us on and offline, hey, I love your book. I bought your book. It's really made a difference. I relate to your story, Michelle, or your story. So that's why we, you know, we wrote this book. And that, going back to how it all started in December 2020, LinkedIn is what connected us. You never know where your multiplier will come, because Michelle and I met in a comment in 2020, and here we are right now. Crazy, isn't it?
It's still mind-blowing, like the things that we've done over the last, you know, what is it, 3-4 years, whatever we're up to. I've lost track, but it's ultimately, it's possible for everybody. And, you know, for those that are watching this live or watching back the replay, and, you know, you can see the shot on screen. For those of you that are listening in to the podcast, we've got a global good wall of worldwide readers, which is a mouthful for me to say, but what it is lots of happy, smiling faces of people that supported us from all over the world. And looking at that photo with all those smiles, I would almost go as far as saying that they're all of our friends as well. Yeah. They have become that for us. They are our number one fans. They are there to support us when we ask for it. And sometimes when we don't even ask for it, which is even better. And I think that's what makes this even more a privilege that we have, you know, this community. And yeah, it's so cool to just see that, because you never know where the book will land. And I think that's what became obvious to me when I got to meet people face to face in San Diego. It was crazy that people knew the book. And, you know, obviously we did the workbook as well, which you know, had up on screen just a second ago. And, you know, if we go back to when we wrote the book and I was like so mad at you going, last minute, we can't do it, Michelle. And you're like, no, we've got to do it. I said, we've got 3 weeks before this book's getting launched. And you're like, don't worry. But we got it done. And I'm so, you know, glad that we did, because it's such
it's a differentiator resource. For sure. You know, and most people charge for these, and we included it with a price. So yeah, all this we were talking about, you can go to michellesquared.com, which is our branded website, which we love, and everything directs to that. Not only you'll see that little picture of our global wall of readers, but we have everyone who's ever sent us a picture, some with adorable pets. Michelle's Dixie is on there as well. We put them on there. So anytime if you are about to, you haven't read the book, want to buy the book, just send us a picture and we will put it on there. You can check it out, because we just want to honor and thank all of those who supported our dream, our ideas to just help people win on LinkedIn in our two respective areas. It's been a blast, and we're only starting, Michelle. This is not the end. So again, our book is on Amazon if you want to check it out. But from the bottom of our heart, Michelle, I know I speak for both Michelle Squared here, the Power of Two, we thank you. You have made us just keep going on the days we probably don't want to, but... We
and
love what we do.
Days like that, you know, we're always, you know, authentic, and it's the real authentic. It's saying that there are days when you're putting yourself out there day after day, and sometimes you go through those feast or famine cycles and you wonder, is this thing working or isn't it? The power of branding is what will get you through. Building those communities is what will get you through. So if I'm going with an actionable tip this week, and I'm going to go with Michelle because I think the thing that's top of mind for me is, yeah, definitely please go back to your profiles and add in your most recent achievements, whether that's you've done a certification, whether it's you've worked on a project, whether it's something you're just proud of that you've changed in your business. I don't care how big or small it is, but I want people to have that moment of being proud of what they've done, because as business owners, it's always that slog every day, just trying to find a different way to get better. And I know the grind can wear you down if you don't stop and take a moment. So, you know, and that, and obviously company pages are always going to come back and say something about that, which would be, make sure your page is set up properly. Is it up to date? It sounds like obvious information, but in my experience, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 company pages are even out of date. And, you know, is that creating a great first impression? I don't think so. So, Michelle, your actionable tip, we've covered a lot. Which way are you going to go?
It's going to be this. I'm going to have, we'll have that. I'm going to put a link in the show notes and in the a LinkedIn event post so you can download that. It'll be from our website. I'll get it back up there. But this is your personal brand and company brand audit. Just like Michelle said, is everything up to date? Whatever. This is a very high level audit that you can take and do and start. And then start that 90-day challenge to really take our brand squared framework and just go and get everything set up and then just keep winning and keep listening to the LinkedIn Branding Show podcast, because we are weekly sharing actionable, insightful tips, strategies, stories, you name it, to help you win on LinkedIn. So I just want to thank everyone in advance and thank everyone who's listened, everybody everywhere, for helping us celebrate and just being a part of the Michelle Squared brand and listening. So cheers to 100 episodes and cheers to what's coming next. I cannot wait.
Exactly. And thank you to everyone that reaches out and connects with us on LinkedIn. Like, that's why we do this. So please don't think that this is a one-way conversation where we talk at you on the podcast. Please come across to LinkedIn, reach out and connect. Neither of us bite, I promise. We welcome you with open arms, so to speak.
Yes.
But it just makes my day when we get to know who's out there, because podcasting's a strange beast where you don't know where the podcast lands. So if that's you and you're thinking, are they talking to me or is it someone else? It's you, just letting you know. So thank you so much to everyone. It is just our pleasure. And cheers to the 100 episodes. Like you said, Michelle, onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. Now, it wouldn't be a true closing unless I said our true closing. So keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a business to grow, and people to impact. We'll catch you next week. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. More people like you need to be out there on LinkedIn, building their personal and business brands. So we would be so honored if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can create more impact with the power of two. That's it for this week. Till next time, connect with us on LinkedIn and keep putting yourself out there.